Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is Vacation with the Griswolds with your hosts, Steve and Lisa Griswold. We're here to give you information, advice, and opinions on some of the most popular travel destinations domestically and internationally. Whether you're traveling alone, as a couple, or with family, or vacationing with multiple generations or a group, we hope you'll find value and entertainment in our show. Now, here's Vacation with the Griswolds.
Hello and welcome to Vacation with the Griswolds. I'm Lisa.
Hey, Steve is here.
And
we have Daniel from the Sports Empire. This is going to be a great show.
A pleasure.
How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. Very glad to be with you.
Well, good. All right. So Sports Empire, it obviously is about sports, but what do you do? Because we're a travel show. What do we want to know about sports?
Well, Sports Empire, for over 30 years, have been operating travel packages to major North American sports and special events. So we package accommodations, event tickets, ground transportation, selling basically everything but air to these major North American sports and special events. I say if it's an event that can draw people from Seattle to Miami and back again, odds are we'll be doing it. So big national sports and celebrations.
Now, that's cool. We were talking before we got on the show, and I was telling Daniel that I used to do, for a company I worked for, I used to do all the events. So I did U.S. Open, U.S. Open Golf, U.S. Open Tennis, the Masters, Australian Open, Roland Garros. And those events, those are the same ones that he does. They're awesome. They're not, if you work them, they're not, they're okay when you work them. But the fans, they have a great, great time. And I would always try to watch a tennis match or a golf match or something, and it was always a lot of fun. And it's hard to get tickets. So how does that work?
Not for Daniel, it's not.
Well, it's with all the contacts we've made over these last 30 years, and it really does boil down to, these are events that you just, for the most part, can't walk up to the box office and say, hey, I'll take two. Because, a lot of the events we do are contractually sold out on an annual basis, like the Kentucky Derby, for one example. So, of course, we have contacts that we've garnered over these last 30 years to secure us the most important pieces of paper that we need to be able to operate these programs. And in 30-plus years, and we even put it on our website, Sports Empire has never failed to be able to come through with what we promised, which is the most important, that event ticket. We have always come through with what we've sold.
I would imagine that you're in an industry where that could happen, and people spend a lot of money. They pick themselves up. They go to another city, another state, another part of the country, and then they get hit with disappointment, whether it's fraud or miscommunication, poor business. So that's actually saying something.
We've seen it, unfortunately, happen too many times. One of my favorite examples was the 96 Rose Bowl, when Wisconsin was here for the first time since 63, and demand for tickets shot through the roof. We were able to come through with all the seats we needed, but unfortunately there were other operators out there who were unable to come through and did not advise their travelers until they were already either in the air or here in Southern California that they weren't going to the game. They were going to be watching it on the big screen set up in the infield parking lot of the stadium. So, and that's why we're here after all those years. A lot of our competitors are not, and it part and parcel of it, being members of the National Tour Association and the American Society of Travel Agents, we want travelers to feel comfortable with who they'll be dealing with when it comes to big events such as these.
Wow. I mean, I'm still kind of taken back because that's a perfect track record.
Very fortunate. We have been very fortunate. But once again, you know, that's why we're still here, because we will not promise what we cannot come through with. And so we don't overpromise. We know what we can do, and we know that what we do will be done right, because we want to be around long after this upcoming Rose Bowl or upcoming Indy 500 is a happy memory.
So let me ask, how do you have to turn many people away? Because if you're coming through on all your promises, I would think that would be limited.
And that I think is one of our aces in the hole, in that we don't overcommit. I've seen too many competitors that sell now and fulfill later. And unfortunately, sometimes they get caught between the rock and the hard place, and they're unable to come through with what they said. So their concerns is more sell, 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 and then figure out later. We won't do that. We know what we can do with the numbers we have to deal with. And once we hit that tipping point, we know we won't go over, because I don't want a single person disappointed. And we'll tell them right up, you know, we'll sell up until what we know we can feel comfortable selling. Once we hit that line, we won't cross it over. Because once again, we want to be around long after the next event is over, and we're going to the next one after that. So I think that's just the best way for us to run our business, is we want our clientele to feel comfortable that they will get what they were promised and what they've paid for. And knock on wood, we haven't missed that.
Now, what's the best time to book? Is it kind of like concert tickets where they need to call you, you know, and dial to get in, or, you know, is it available, you know, pretty close to up to the event time, or?
Every event is different. There are some events like this, the Rose Bowl, which is the heart of the season we're in right now. The Rose Bowl and Rose Parade is a perfect example, because it's one of those events like Kentucky Derby and Indy 500 that does not have a season. It sells year-round. So, of course, we're in the heart of our Rose Bowl and Tournament of Roses selling right now. And then on January 2nd, and I can set my watch by it, on January 2nd, as soon as everyone sees Colorado Boulevard and all the floats, fans, and equestrians going down on the 1st, we will start getting the calls the next day on the 2nd saying, hey, I missed yesterday. What are you doing for next year? So it's one of those events that doesn't have a season. It sells year-round, and it gets that bump right after. So after people watch the Kentucky Derby that first Saturday in May, that Monday after, we'll start getting the calls saying, oh, crap, I should have been in Louisville. What's going on next year? But by the same token, there are other events. Two I use are the NCAA Men's Final Four and the Baseball All-Star Game. Those are very season-specific because, you know, people do not think of March Madness in July. People do not think about the Baseball All-Star Game now in December. Once the pitchers and catchers start to report in March, then, of course, the interest will come up. And, of course, March Madness, once the teams start getting into their heavy part of the season after first of the year, that's when the event interest will start coming up. So, yeah, for the most part, some events are very date-specific. Other events like those three I mentioned, Derby, Indy, and Tournament of Roses, sell day in, day out. No such thing as a season for those.
Okay. Now, you do the Rose Parade also. Is that correct?
We do. We sell packages just for the Tournament of Roses, just for the Rose Parade, and we also, and what's been selling, of course, this week, are packages that take in both the parade and the game. So our Rose Parade package, we take them on the 31st up to one of the float barns in the valley, where they can experience the floats as the finishing touches are put on. Because with these floats, a lot of the more delicate flowers can't be put on the float until 72 hours prior, lest they start to wither. So that's why being able to see as the judging is going on and the last minute preparations are going on, if you're into the parade aspect of it, that's a great aspect of it for most people. And then, of course, on the first, we head up to the parade. Then after the parade's over, we take our parade folks over to Victory Park for the post-parade viewing. So once they get to see one more chance to experience the floats up close and personal, rather than for the 30 seconds they saw them on Colorado Boulevard that morning.
Oh, that's
cool. Of course, with our parade and game folks, after the parade's over, we head the 2 miles over to the stadium for the Rose Bowl game. So you'll have about 100,000 people at the stadium for the game. Over at Victory Park at the exact same time, you'll have over 250,000 people at Victory Park for the post-parade viewing. So the game is very popular, but the post-parade viewing is even more popular. And you'll have another 200,000 come out on the second for the second day of viewing. It's that popular.
Hey, Daniel, can you remind me who's in the Rose Bowl this year?
All right, so we have a matchup for the first time in history. These two storied franchises, or these two storied college programs, have never met before. The Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, they're all right.
And the Georgia Bulldogs.
Georgia.
So we have number two up against number three, and you know, for these storied schools, this is the first time they have ever had a chance to meet, and for both schools, this is only the second time they will have participated in the Rose Bowl. They didn't play each other the one time that they were each in, but yeah, this is only the second visit these two schools have made to Pasadena in the 100-plus years of the Rose Bowl game, so everyone is very excited to have the Bulldogs and the Sooners out here.
Yeah, well, we are in Atlanta, so I just had to throw that in.
Course.
I set you up on that one, sorry. I had to do it. All right, speaking about Sports Empire, and we've got Daniel, we do need to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk more about Sports Empire, so stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
Did you know you can book your vacation with the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds? Steve and Lisa Griswold are happy to help you plan your next bucket list vacation, and their planning services are free. Get a free quick quote today at griswoldradio.com. That's griswoldradio.com, or call 678-815-1584. Again, go to griswoldradio.com or call 678-815-1584 and start planning your vacation today.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, we're back, and we are talking with Daniel from Sports Empire. In the last segment, we were talking about some of the different sporting events that they can help you get to, get your tickets, get your accommodations. I want to talk about some of the non-sporting events that you also can provide for clients.
We have a variety of them. These are, once again, not sports-related, but still big national celebrations. One I always like to point out is the International Balloon Fiesta, held every October in Albuquerque. It just boggles the mind. I've attended a number of times, and you understand now why it is the single most photographed event in the world. And I didn't know that till I got there the first time and realized just how impressive it is. But when you can experience 800 balloons in a mass ascension, firing their burners all at the same time in Balloon Fiesta Park, and literally, you cannot talk to the person next to you because of the roar of these flames as the balloons are being inflated.
Wow.
It just boggles the mind. It is truly something to behold. And you can't describe it to someone because everyone is going to take away something different from it. It's just a remarkable event, and I never get tired of selling it and being there myself.
Daniel, when is that?
It runs for 10 days, the first 2 weeks in October, and our packages are very straightforward: hotel accommodations, event tickets for whatever days the clients happen to be in town. So naturally, the weekends, the opening weekend and closing weekend, are going to have more events going on than the midweek does. There are mass ascensions every day, but there are also special shapes rodeo where they have the special shapes balloon going up just by themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Glodio, which takes place in the evening where the balloons don't go up because, of course, they can't go up at night, but all the burners are turned on, and Balloon Fiesta Park is just filled with this massive balloon glow. I mean, it's just something that can't be described. It has to be experienced. It really is remarkable.
We may need to talk later.
We could have a road trip. I don't know if you know, so our last name's Griswold, so we actually built the car in the Vacation movie. We built a replica, and it's in the new Vacation movie. It's in the Ed Helms
film.
Yeah, so we have that car in the garage. And we road tripped one year from Atlanta to California to ride the roller coaster that's in the original
Colossus.
The Colossus over there at,
Colossus, yes,
at Wally World Magic Mountain before they turned it into a steel. So we drove 10 days across country. So we got to do a lot of fun things, but we didn't get to do a balloon festival. We did a steak eating challenge and
72-ounce steak.
Yes, but
okay. Throw a little more A1 my way. Yeah,
but the balloon festival would be awesome. And when you were talking,
it is.
You were talking about the Rose Bowl on the first segment, and the thing that was cool is I figured you would just show up and see the parade, but you're taking people behind the scenes, VIP access to see them making the floats and doing like really cool extra bonus stuff
It is, because it especially if you're coming out here for the parade, and for a lot of the folks that travel with us, these events are going to be once in a lifetime. Because I tell people, you know, you come out and, you know, I've done, this will be my 36th Rose Parade on New Year's. And, I mean, there's no place I'd rather be than Colorado Boulevard on New Year's Day. I mean, I've been there for the last 35. Hopefully I'll make it to the next 35. But you're coming out here, it's going to be one of these events that's going to be on your bucket list. And if you're going to do it, you're going to want to get the full Monty. You're going to want to take it all in and to be able to experience the float construction as literally they are putting these vials of tiny roses into the mesh of the float. And that, you know, once again, that can't be done more than a couple days out because they'll start to wither as soon as they hit the ground running. It's just the work you see. I mean, TV cannot do it justice. I mean, we have great seats for the parade. Literally, you are so close, you can smell the flowers on the floats as they go by. You are that close.
Wow, that's nice.
I sat in the second row last year. Literally, I was 3 feet away from the marching band. I mean, if I was any closer, I would have been marching with them. So,
is there any other special things that you do at some of your other events like that?
Sporting or non-sport?
We try not, like Kentucky Derby's a good one to bring up, because we always start with basic packages, but we can build them up. So we have some clients that are coming out with us this upcoming May to the Derby that are going on a thoroughbred horse farm tour in Lexington, coming in a couple days early before Oaks Day and Derby Day, and going out to where the horse farms are, because the horse farms aren't in Louisville. They're all out in Lexington, about 75 miles away. So, and you can't just walk up to these horse farms, knock on the door, and say, can I see the ponies? They're all closed to the public. So we have an in with a company that does thoroughbred horse farm tours, and you visit two or three of these private farms so you can see the horses, you can see the farm, get the lay of the land, experience what it's like to be a trainer and an owner, to see what there is. I mean, it's something you wouldn't ordinarily think of doing on your own. We also have on Thursday of Derby Week, Dawn at the Downs, where you can go and see the horses being worked out on the track before the track opens for racing on that Thursday. And you just get to, once again, see what it's like to be at Churchill Downs Derby Week before you, me, and 150,000 of your close friends come to join you.
That sounds pretty fancy.
It's fun. It really is a blast. We've been doing Derby for over 25 years, and every Derby is different, and every Derby is fun. Eventually, I'll pick a winner, but I'm not holding my breath out yet.
I want to know more about Daytona 500.
Daytona. You don't have to be into racing to appreciate the 500.
I kind of get that feeling, and that's kind of how I think about, you know, like Kentucky Derby or something, that, yeah, you got to like horses and racing and things, right. But there's so much more to it than just, you know, the so-called event.
There is. And NASCAR is going through some changes right now with Dale Earnhardt Jr. retiring as of last month, and Danica Patrick, who is only going to be racing in two more races next year. And those two races are Daytona 500 and Indy 500. So these are the last two chances to get to see Danica before she retires. So I look at it. Daytona is one of those meccas, like Churchill Downs, like the Rose Bowl, like Lambeau Field, something that has to be taken in at least once, because to see a facility like that, and especially Daytona, since the Speedway finished their remodel 3 years ago, they have really brought it into the 21st century. And I remember my first time at the track and looking at that 2.5 mile trioval and looking at the banks on the first and third turns, and literally you're at a 32 degree angle. You can't walk on that track because of the angle that the track is at. And then you see the centrifugal action that the cars have to do to stay up on that, because if you're just going at a leisurely 60 miles an hour, you're just going to slide right down to the bottom of the track. But when you're going 165 miles an hour, now I see how those puppies can go the way they do. And when you get to see 43 of the best drivers in the world at the only sporting competition that starts its season with what they say is its Super Bowl. No other sport starts out its season with biggest event of the year except for NASCAR and the Daytona 500.
Interesting.
And once again, once you've been there, like I say, you can't describe it to anyone because everyone takes away something different, whether you have a favorite driver, a favorite team, or just are there to enjoy the sport of the best 43 drivers in stock car racing at the Super Bowl of stock car racing.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is not Crowded Coastlines. This is Off the Grid Encounters with Royal Caribbean. Get 50% off your second guest and up to $100 to spend at sea, plus kids sail for less. Book Oasis of the Seas sailing from Port Canaveral, starting at just $749. Skip the same old beach trip for spur-of-the-moment island exploring. Come seek.
Contact Pixie Vacations today to start planning your Royal Caribbean vacation. 678-815-1584 or pixievacations.com.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
This is Tom Skerritt for the Borgen Project. Each year, nearly 2 million children die from preventable diseases. Each day, 30,000 people die from hunger. 500 each hour are children. The Borgen Project is turning this around. We need your help. To learn more, go to borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N project.org.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you head up to a half a million dollar cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
Hi, we're back, and we're speaking with Daniel. We're talking about Sports Empire, and I want to know, with all these kind of, these are high-end, high-profile sporting events, I'm curious if you've got some good stories, whether it's involving people of notoriety or just funny stories.
Yeah, and like I say, you know, having seen the changes these events have gone through over the past 30 years, how they become even more and more pronounced, and now in this media-driven age that we're in, it's still the initial contact, the unexpected, that really stands out. One example I have was Super Bowl. This was probably about 15 years ago, and it was Super Bowl in Miami, and the game had ended, and we had gotten everyone back from the stadium back to the hotel, and the hotel was doing a nice little post-game celebration buffet, complimentary to all the attendees, all the visitors to the hotel. And so, of course, I have never been one to turn down free food, so I'm just sitting there, walking around the buffet, and of course, I head right toward the shrimp, which is my be-all and end-all, and of course, who grabs the tongs before I do but Don Shula. So, of course, Mr. Shula, coach, you're more than welcome to go first. Plenty of shrimp to go around. It's just one of those you never know who to expect, when to expect them. It's just a kick, and it's something that stuck in my mind, just, sharing shrimp tongs with Coach Shula. But where else would you be doing that except in Miami? So, I mean, that was something that is ingrained in my brain forever. Kentucky Derby is another one. It's one of these events that will draw the biggest and the most well-known. Put a number of our folks up at the Galt House in downtown Louisville, which is a little over 100 years old and is really the grand dame of hotels in Louisville, if not the entire state of Kentucky. And this is where a number of the major parties are held Thursday, Friday, Saturday of Derby Week. This is where Michael Jordan has his big party every Friday night. And they have celebrity gala fundraisers. And literally, when I'm working the lobby there at the Galt House, checking in people for our package, I tell folks, no matter what direction you look, you're going to see someone you know. You don't know them personally, but you'll know them because you'll say, ooh, do you know the team he plays for? Oh, do you remember the music video he did? Ooh, do you remember the latest TV show he just started shooting? Literally, you cannot turn around without bumping into someone who's someone. I mean, it's just one of those big events, and the Galt House is one of those hotels that has the cachet that where you're going to stay, that's where you're going to stay, because everybody wants to stay where the names are. And that's just one of those where, and it's happened every year that we've been at the Galt House for over 15 years now. And I never get tired of the people watching, because it is just such a kick to see who you might not expect will be showing up.
Cool. So some of those celebrities are in there, and they're looking over your way, and they're saying, "Isn't that Daniel?"
I like to think so.
All right. Well, Daniel, thank you for all the information on Sports Empire, and we're going to do a quick segue over to another product, and that's going to be Authentic California Vacations. Okay, so we've been talking with Daniel, and now we're going to switch over to Suzanne. And we've been talking about different sporting events that happen all across the country. And a lot of those really good events are happening in California. And Suzanne, you do Authentic California Vacations. And so you might know a little bit about California. And welcome.
Yes. Just a little bit. Yes, just a little. I too, have been doing the sports events for the past 30 years, so I've done my share of Super Bowls and Kentucky Derbies as well, and I love every one of them. But we were looking to do something a little closer to home, and we absolutely love California. We have friends here visiting all the time, and it just kind of naturally happened. Daniel and I actually both started our career doing tours here in California, and so now we've almost come full circle. Sports Empire is still our big company and strong, but now we started a smaller boutique tour company that packages California.
Okay. I would love to hear more about this. So what would you say is your number one feature attraction for California that people are really drawn to?
Napa. You know, originally, we branded the company SoCal Group Vacations. We thought everybody would want to come down here to Southern California where we live. Well, were we wrong? 75% or more of the travelers want San Francisco and Napa. So we rebranded Authentic California Vacations about 5 years ago now, and over 75% of our business is Napa.
Wow.
Now, what we do as a boutique operator is we really are not doing, and I know you guys are very into Disney, but we don't do a lot of Disney vacations or Universal Studios. We're looking to do more unique experiences, so we have picnics in the vineyards. We took this group of ladies, and we sat in the garden in the vineyard, and we literally picked the tomatoes off the vine, and they washed them and cut them for us, and we made bruschetta and all kinds of fun stuff like that. We can take you bike riding on Pacific Coast Highway. So we tend to do a more unique, custom-designed vacation.
So it's more cultural, and you're really getting a feel for what California has to offer versus, you know, getting lost within a theme park.
Authentic California Vacations. When we rebranded it, we really have stuck, that name really works for us. That's what we're looking, that's the experience we are looking to offer.
Okay.
Okay, so you do a lot more than, because I figured it was more like just, you know, going winery to winery and sipping and taste testing all the different wines, which I'm assuming you do as well. But you also, you're doing more than that, which is interesting because sometimes, well Lisa doesn't drink. So for me, it would be nice. I would be sampling the wines and she could be having some bruschetta and doing some other things.
Yeah, but it's
we have done wine pairing with chocolate.
Ooh.
That might work for you, Lisa.
I like chocolate.
It's sipping. I don't really drink either, which has been, and Daniel, so we don't drink our profits, we say. But we've learned that when we're being hosted by the vineyard, you have to taste or you have to do the right thing. So we do a lot of swizzling of our glasses, you know, swirling of our glasses and smelling our wine and then taking a little sip, but you pair it with chocolate. It was a great experience. We love that winery visit.
So you either taste or you're in bad taste. I went there.
Yeah.
Now, what's your favorite winery? And do you guys do John? I think even John Lasseter has a winery somewhere.
Well, he makes special wines for Disney. I know that much.
Hmm. What's your favorite winery to go to?
Well, Francis Ford Coppola has a lovely winery that we bring guests to visit. I recently went and saw Ramsgate, a winery. It's right on the edge of a little hill and views the bay back into San Francisco. Napa's about an hour out, but on a clear day, you can see all the way back in. And we try and again to do the boutique wineries. That's what we get asked for. I can do Beringer and Mondavi, and we do those all the time. Another one is Kunde, and Kunde grows their grapes up on the hills. So they take you in a small group in a van up the hill, and then they built a little tasting area up on the top of the hill. So you're sitting in the vineyard doing your tasting versus in a tasting room.
Now, are the packages, you know, customized, you know, number of days, or they're kind of some set packages?
No, everyone wants it their way. So it's all custom designed. For Napa, because we do have so many requests, there the travel agents, there is a booking tool that you can use to build an itinerary if it's just Napa. But if it's an other location, if they want a coastal, you know, they want to drive down the beautiful Pacific Coast Highway, a family reunion San Diego, golfers Pebble Beach, then that's all custom design. There's I've never done two of the same.
Now, how many people
except
do you
for Napa.
Okay. How many people do you have to put the tour together?
Two.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We do mostly individuals, but I love two or three couples traveling together. It brings the cost down a little bit, but we still can get you, you know, a nice car to take you around, and then it brings the cost down a little bit.
All right. Well, you know, I appreciate that you're talking to travel agents because that's what we do with Pixie Vacations. And coincidentally, I have someone that's looking to do Napa, and they want to do a nice high-end tour, so we need to talk.
Tomorrow. What's the date?
We're there. Sounds good. All right, so we've gotten into Napa. There are some other areas of what you do that I'd like to talk about when we come back from the break.
Before we go to break, I just wanted to let everybody know, if you're interested in any of these Sports Empire vacation packages, you know, maybe you want to do Daytona 500, NASCAR, horse racing, the Masters, Super Bowl, Rose Bowl. We can book all of these over at GriswoldRadio.com. Just go to GriswoldRadio.com. We can get you set up on any of the different packages we're talking about on today's show.
We'll be right back with more Vacation with the Griswolds.
There's nothing quite like the magic at Walt Disney World Resort. It's the place where dreams come true. Moments last a lifetime, and enchantment is around every corner. The world tells you to grow up. Here, you never have to. Walt Disney World Resort. That's the power of magic.
Start planning your magical Walt Disney World vacation today with Pixie Vacations. Contact the Pixie at pixievacations.com or call 678-815-1584.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
With so much information out there, planning a vacation can be stressful and confusing. How do you know which hotel to book or what vacation package is really the best fit for you? Steve and Lisa Griswold, the hosts of Vacation with the Griswolds, will help you plan your vacation. There is never a charge for their planning services when booking your vacation with them. Contact Steve and Lisa at GriswoldRadio.com for a free vacation quick quote. Write this down, GriswoldRadio.com, or call 678-815-1584.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again.
Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
Plan your perfect getaway. You're listening to Vacation with the Griswolds with Steve and Lisa Griswold.
Hi, welcome back. And we've got Suzanne. She is with us. And we're talking about authentic California vacations. And we talked a little bit about Napa Valley, which is your number one aspect of California vacations. What other aspects are there that you can help people plan?
Well, let me just, I just thought of one of my favorite experiences in Napa that I'll share before we, and then we can maybe head south a little bit. We went 2 years ago to the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. So Northern California has three valleys that they grow grapes. Everybody knows Napa, but they also grow grapes in Sonoma, which you've probably heard of, but also in Santa Rosa in the Russian River Valley. That's where Francis Ford Coppola's winery is. And every year they have the Sonoma County Harvest Fair. And what we went, and as I said, we don't really drink. I think I drank more wine that day than I have in my life. You walk in, and they give you a glass, and then you go from booth to booth. And it was not, it's like $20. It's not even expensive. And you just go from winery to winery, booth to booth, and they give you a little taste. And then the next booth might be a local bakery or a bread. I remember there's lots of bread, too, that we were tasting. Because, you know, it's all about farm to table, and especially in Northern California. So that's one of my favorite experiences, to build a tour around that Sonoma County Harvest Fair. It's in October. It's always the first weekend in October, and they crush the grapes. They pick and crush the grapes in September and October. So it's the height of the season, lots of activity, picking the grapes, weather's still gorgeous. So Northern California in the fall is the place to be.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. So you're taking people to, like, little local kind of hidden, unique things, which is kind of the way to go. You're like, experiencing the culture. Well, you're not going to all the, like you said, the big name wineries.
We mix them in. You know, sometimes we'll do like Mondavi and then two mm-hmm. smaller ones.
Okay. It seems to be kind of the trend now to go off the beaten path. And that's exactly what you're providing, isn't it?
Exactly. So then if we continue moving south a little bit and we go to San Francisco, we package in taking the ferry over to Sausalito, which is a very wealthy, affluent artist colony just on the other side of the Golden Gate Bridge. And we encourage, we go over there and you can have lunch, a lovely seafood lunch, and visit some of the galleries. And then after that, you can, in the afternoon, we take you to see the giant redwood trees in California. So what an experience is that? First, you're walking around this quaint, upscale community with having lovely lunch on the bay, and now you're going to take a walk in the forest and see all the giant redwood trees. So that's one of our favorite day trips for those who have a few days in San Francisco.
We have not seen the redwood trees. We'll have to do that.
I've seen them.
Have you seen the redwood tree? Lisa's seen the redwood trees.
I have seen the redwoods.
I have not.
And they're massive.
Exactly.
They're
huge.
Unbelievable. And they're bigger now than when I saw them.
Oh, well, I hope so.
So it's a whole new forest.
So, and then you could continue south, and next thing you know, you're in Monterey and Carmel, where, remember who used to be the famous mayor in Carmel? Clint Eastwood. He doesn't own his hotel in there anymore, but there's still some history of him as you walk around that community. And then you can play golf at Pebble Beach. You can drive the 17-mile drive for some of the most gorgeous views of California. If I could choose any place to live, I would live in the Monterey Peninsula, but it's just too cold for me. I'm a Bostonian who moved to Southern California, and I am a wimp. It gets lower than 70 degrees. I'm freezing. So Monterey Carmel is a little bit cold, but I will take any time I can go up there to visit and hang out. It's my favorite place in California.
Can you get tea times for people over at Pebble Beach?
Absolutely, as long as you can afford them.
Wow, that's awesome.
What's that going to run you?
It is the most expensive experience we book by far. But I am very well. We are very well connected at Pebble Beach for sure.
What is a typical tea time cost?
A tea, $500.
Okay, that's not as bad as I thought.
Good. Okay, cool. Let's get it booked.
Sign me up. I don't golf, but sign me up. I'll try.
Now, but however, to get that tea time, you have to stay a two-night minimum at the hotel $1,000 a night. So I think I just blew the budget there, possibly.
I think you just knocked me out.
Those are just some round numbers I'm throwing out there for high season. Sometimes we can do a little better in the shoulder times of year.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm out.
All right, so then from there, I would drive down the beautiful coast of California, which was closed this summer due to mudslides. Some of you may have heard of that. But we have families often who just, they jump in the van. They come into San Francisco, jump in the van, drive down the coast, down through Big Sur, stop at Hearst Castle. Several communities, Cambria and Solvang, as you make your way down to Santa Barbara, which is probably my second favorite place in California. Santa Barbara, a lot of celebrities live in Santa Barbara. I just made plans. We're going to go up next month. There's a new hotel that's opened I want to check out. And then you come into L.A. and you spend a few days in L.A. and possibly San Diego as well, and then fly out down south. So from a family vacation, starting in San Francisco, getting the kids in the van and making it a 7 or 10 day trip all the way down south, and throw in a theme park so the kids don't feel like they're just getting too much culture. You can then throw in a Universal Studios. Actually, Warner Brothers Studios is my favorite here in California for the best experience of a working studio versus a theme park.
Yeah, we did the Warner Brothers last time we were down there, and that was a lot of fun.
Well, they had our car there. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they had our truckster there for the vacation movie,
and the premiere.
Yeah, for the premiere over there. So they flew. So they trucked it over there for Comic-Con and the premiere of the vacation movie. So we got to go to Warner Brothers Studios and see the Harry Potter stuff and see a lot of cool. It was a lot of cool stuff.
Very cool. Yes, I think it's the best experience, and it's a half day experience, so we can partner with some LA sightseeing, Beverly Hills, Stars Homes, so you can really make a full day and again get a lot done in that day. And before we run out of time, I just want to say one more thing about Palm Springs, going out to the desert. That was the last place we visited just a few weeks ago. Palm Springs for golf, wine tasting. If you want to stand on the San Andreas Fault, lots of fun things you can do out in Palm Springs as well.
Yeah, so I'll post all of this over at GriswoldRadio.com. So if you're looking at booking one of the experiences, we can get you all the information.
Create your own experience.
Yeah, and if you want to create your own trip to California, your own sporting event, just for you or for you and the family or some friends.
Yeah, get a group together.
We could get that set up for you. So yeah, just go to GriswoldRadio.com and we will get you in touch with Suzanne and everybody to get that set up.
All right. So I wanted to thank Suzanne and Daniel for all the information on Sports Empire and also on Authentic California Vacations. Be sure to check out our website and please join us again on our next show.
Thank you for listening to Vacation with the Griswolds. Interested in planning your next vacation with the Griswolds? Go to GriswoldRadio.com or call 678-815-1584.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before...
Biz Talk Radio,